I'm hoping to answer people's questions in Petersburg about this very important decision that they're making and determining whether or not to sign this petition. People have a lot of questions, and I'm here to give answers. I'm not here to necessarily argue any points, although I will give other sides if people have pointed questions. But my main function is going to be to try to answer all the questions and answer them accurately. If I can't answer something as we're sitting there in the forum, we'll make sure we get the answer back to the person afterwards.
I know you have a lot of questions written down ahead of time that people have sent in, but also you're taking questions live there at the forum itself.
That's right. I mean, it's a live event, and I think it's going to be in the interest of everyone that I answer the questions of people that are there during the forum. During that time, we will screen to make sure that any of the questions that were asked in advance in writing are also asked and answered.
So if people maybe submitted questions and they're listening on the radio at home or listening on the Internet or whatever, they'll still get their written questions answered, or at least they'll hear them answered for somebody might ask them in person.
Yeah, don't give up. Keep listening, and we'll try to get to all of them, and hopefully we will.
One of the key questions I've had several people ask me about is representation in the borough. When you look at the charter, my understanding is the way people would be represented on a borough assembly is at large. Essentially, there would be 7 seats, and people would be elected at large, not from a particular area. Can you explain why that is? I know some people wonder why they couldn't have like a representative from, say, the 200 people outside the limits or so on, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, there's a 7-member assembly that's envisioned here. And with 200, even if you had one seat to be assigned to all 200 people that are outside the existing city limits, that would still be less than 10% of the residents of the whole borough. And if we had one assigned representative for that number of people, we'd be getting out of whack with constitutional requirements of proportional voting representation, the so-called one man, one vote, one person, one vote, we call it nowadays. That's the reason for that.
What will happen upon formation of the borough in terms of the millage rate for people, property tax millage rate?
The existing millage rate of the city of Petersburg would remain the same for the so-called service area. The service area would be the same as the existing boundaries of the city of Petersburg. Outside of the service area is what we call the area-wide tax base, and that would be at 4 mills.
The only way it would increase would be by a vote of the assembly, and it would generally have to be prompted by people in that area who wanted a service area, some additional services?
Not only prompted by them, in order for there to be a new service area, say there could be a new service area under the proposed charter that adopted some, intermediate millage rate, say a 6-mill area. But any new service area under the proposed charter would have to be proposed by the borough assembly in the first place and then approved by the voters who reside in the area of the proposed new service area. So they'd have to be an actual majority vote of them. Or similarly, if you were to expand an existing service area, for example, if the existing city limits type service area were to be expanded southward, that would have to be approved both by the existing service area voters, the people in the city limits, and also by a majority of the people in the area in which the service area would be expanded into. So either way you put it, to get in a service area, a majority of the people in that area would have to vote in favor of an assembly proposal to expand or develop a new service area.
I know the city's had some trouble getting signatures, particularly from outside of the city limits. Is there a limit to how long the city can circulate this petition, or is it just as long as it needs to?
As long as it takes. It's not like it's not subject to the restrictions like of initiatives under state law or most city laws. Initiatives and referenda have those kind of limitations, but this type of petition does not have such a limitation. As a realistic matter, we would not want this to drag on forever. People are either going, this is not an issue you want to just keep on the front burner forever and ever. You need to front and center it, and Petersburg people need to decide on it and get it over with.
So if this petition, if there aren't enough signatures, then it kind of indicates a lack of support, basically, for the measure, eventually.
Well, I think that's true. And so
it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, it's not a decision for me to make, but I think, the city council would have to take a look at that and go, maybe it's time to do something else.